Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the October 11th, 2021 Five Aces coaching call. My name is Marty Lucas. You know, when we go through the animal analysis worksheet, we can see where there are issues and we can see where there's trends, and then maybe that'll lead us to more issues. But here's a question for each of you. When was the last time you went through the sheet and balanced all of those things that were out of balance? And not just a few things, but everything. Now, I do it by balancing on core issues and fundamental issues, and I use my reagents to get to the ultimate cause and work to resolve that cause. And I usually start with the Ho'oponopono and then the Somasol. And I know that somewhere between 70 and 80% of things will be automatically balanced, and then I use my other tools to finish. But I almost never balance on the items on the sheet. Most of those are just symptoms and results, and by clearing the cause, the symptoms will take care of themselves. But I know that there are those on this call that are still attached to chasing symptoms, and I know that many are still looking to resolve issues by balancing systems, and many still seem to like to peel the onion. And I know that from the questions. When someone asks for the rate for an issue, that tells me they're still symptom-focused. So, what is the rate for COVID? And if you're focused on causes, that question's useless. Now, of course, there are emergencies when the symptoms are severe and they must be addressed just so we have time to get to the cause, but those times are relatively rare. Most of the time, there's ample opportunity to find the cause and resolve it. But for those that are symptom-focused, what about that original question? When was the last time? Have you ever balanced the entire animal analysis? Have you ever gone through the page, balancing the lowest ones, running another analysis, and doing it again? From experience, it takes multiple passes to get things into even relative balance, and it is time-consuming. Even after multiple passes, you may get to the point where it will just have to be good enough, and perhaps that's why so few actually do it. So, what would it be worth to you to be able to run a sheet and balance it? How many hours would it save you? I have the tools to balance an entire worksheet. If I want deeper results, I use the body basics and I balance the entire body. And then I can address the causal issues. Then I can go after those deeper issues at the foundation. With the right tools, it's easy. And most of the time, I can clear the entire sheet without drudgery. So what is that worth to you? Unless you're serious about your process, it may not be worth much, but imagine running an entire sheet and balancing it, then running the next one, or the next one, or the next one, if it's appropriate. Your instrument doing the work instead of you. Let's say it takes a full 8 hours for you to analyze and balance an entire sheet one pass through. Well, let's further suppose that it takes a minimum of 3 passes to get you where you want to be. That is 24 hours of your time and your instrument's time, and much of it is spent analyzing. Now, my lab rate's $150 an hour. If the subject was important enough, then spending any amount of time is okay. But if your pet, a loved one, and a couple of friends all need attention, how can you do that? Then it isn't a matter of money, it's a matter of simply having enough time to do the work. How do you find the time to do that work? Well, the answer is plainly you don't. So what happens is we analyze and balance just the most out-of-balance issues and hope that's enough. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. And that's why I go after the causal issues. But since I have the tools, I can now balance the entire animal worksheet for every one of my clients. For the most part, they were already pretty close since I work on the foundational issues first, but even so, now I know that everything on both sides of that sheet is balanced. I still prefer to balance causes. I love to see the deep, long-lasting changes in the subjects, but sometimes clients require fast results. And balancing the rate sheet is not as thorough as running the Body Basics program. It doesn't get to the foundational issues like many of my other tools, but it's fast and easy and simply eliminates hundreds of potential issues. A recent emergency project came to me. The subject was in the ICU with multiple issues, including those with breathing. The first thing I balanced with was Dr. Peel's superoxygen. Then I used her divine download information channels, then I balanced the animal worksheet, and finally they were stable enough to start working deeper, so it was the Ho'oponopono, and then the Somasol, and then the body basics. Depending on how things go, after it's all done, I'll then take them through the journey of fulfillment. And as I look over the list, I know you don't have all those tools and reagents, and some of those will be available at the symposium in Rapid City, and others will be available later. But if you want to balance an entire rate sheet, I have that program available. It's not on my website, and I will not be taking it to the symposium, but here is my offer to you. Email me with what you think it's worth to you. If I agree, I'll invoice and send it. If not, then I'll let you know that as well. It's designed to balance any worksheet included in the well with the subject. It's a complex program. It's unique. And perhaps at a future class, I'll go into the details of building it, but not now. So here's the deal. If you want to save time balancing, here's your chance. It's great for emergencies and quickly clears whatever's on the sheet so you can get to the real issues. So if you're interested in it, just email me with your offer. Okay, well, let me go ahead and open up the lines and see what is new and exciting in the wonderful world of radion. Now, the last week of this month, going to Rapid City Symposium, I'll be teaching a basic class 2 days prior to the symposium, and then I also have a presentation during the symposium. I do know that Linda Lancaster is supposed to be there. Dr. Michelle Peel is supposed to be there as well. So if you can get to the Rapid City Symposium, I highly recommend it. It is going to be an outstanding conference. Last I heard, there were over 75 people registered. And so we've got a good chance of hitting maybe as many as 100 this year. So that'll be an excellent opportunity to listen to some what some of the masters are currently doing and what some of the advances we are. I know Dan Magnum is going to be there with some of his latest stuff as well. And he's got some pretty neat things that he showed us in Denver a couple weeks ago. So, again, if you can make it to that symposium, I highly recommend it. And if you need the link for that, just email me at marty@radionics.us, and I'll get you that link. The next major event, is probably going to be the Winter Classic in Atlanta. And Ed and I were talking this afternoon about whether we wanted to go back to Denver or perhaps go down into New Mexico for next fall. And we're still kind of up in the air at that point. So what we'd like to do is get three sessions a year running where we run the basic and the intermediate and advanced classes and then have them scattered across the country. And so we can really bring in those folks that can't travel quite as far but don't have a mind to travel a little bit. So, with that, what's new and exciting out there in the real world?
Well, Marty, what is the Body Basics program?
Basics program is that series of seven reagent programs that starts with balancing the systems, then goes to the organs, then the tissues, the cells, then into the chromosomes, the genes, and even the mitochondria. And so it's a complex program. Normally takes, when I run it on different subjects, it normally takes about a week. But when it's done, it is a deeply balancing set of programs. And I did have it at Denver, and I'll have it available there at Rapid City for people as well. It is on the website, and there is an explanation there and the pricing and whatnot. So I recommend go ahead and take a look at it on the radionics.us. And if you have some questions, drop me a line.
Okay, so you only use reagents to do this, your reagents.
You have to speak up. I got a little static on the line, Ann.
Yeah, no problem. So doing the body basic program, you use your reagents and address the system all the way down to the mitochondria. You don't use any radionics instruments. It's simply your reagents.
No. You use them as a reagent in the instrument.
Okay.
If you're doing hands-on healing, you could certainly do it. The hands-on, it'd be a little slower. And I know that there are some hands-on practitioners around the country that are using them in their practice by handing the reagent and having them hold that for a period of time. But if you put it in your instrument and balance for a full day, that absolutely solves the problem.
That is interesting.
And I do apologize for the telephone line tonight. Whenever we get rain out here in the country, the line gets a little bit staticky, and so we had the first rain for quite a while. And so the line's acting up a little bit tonight.
Marty, when you say you're balancing one of the worksheets with your current setup you talked about tonight, that's some of the standard Kelly radionics worksheets, for example, all those blanks?
Yep. I take the reagent, I take the witness for the subject, and I take the entire worksheet, and I put that in the well and balance.
The worksheet in there?
Yes. Yeah, the reagent is actually using the worksheet as a data file.
So it knows how to read.
What's that?
So your reagent knows how to read.
Well, the other thing is by using that worksheet as a data file, then I could use whatever worksheet I wanted to. So I could use it with the soils, I could use it with the water, I could use it with whatever. And that was really the plan.
So, I've been doing radionics a long time, but still, it blows my mind. So it's almost like there is something outside of us that is the... I don't know. When you put the worksheet in, that's just kind of like, who's reading the worksheet and what is going on? It's just
exactly what is happening is that I've got a radionic program in that reagent that is using that worksheet as a data file. So it's the program that's going through that information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so I haven't. I haven't enlisted gremlins or spirits to do that. I figured I'd just use a program.
Oh, sure. Now, can you do a farm? I guess you could. You could just use the, the planting and the vegetable rates and all.
Absolutely. And again, when we go through that worksheet, it helps us find where the different issues are so we can get to those causal issues. If the issue is a problem with self-worth, or they don't love themselves, or they feel like they deserve whatever's happening, balancing that worksheet doesn't solve that problem. But what balancing the worksheet does is give you all the time you need to go ahead and find out what that problem is to solve it.
Well, most people don't really know how to solve. I don't love myself.
Well, sadly, that's true, what we've seen in the radionic community for at least as long as I've been here is that there is when you go to balance those those worksheets, it is time consuming, And I remember the classes where we would sit there and we would analyze and balance, and we would just do that on one worksheet, and we'd do it for 3 days. The drudgery was just miserable. And I think that many of us, you know, who were taught that way still remember the drudgery more than the successes.
Now, something just popped in my mind. At the last Atlanta class, Ed said that he was having a lot of luck just cold scanning what he needs that day. Or if you, maybe you have a particular issue, too. I just cold scan a rate, maybe more than one rate, that would heal the issue that you're working on.
He says is that he cold scans a rate for what he needs most today.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and so, and he just throws that out there without having attached to different projects and whatever. So so every day he cold scans a rate for what. No, I imagine it's almost every day, you know, for what he needs most that day. And that's a very successful, easy way to do it. And if your instrument isn't doing other projects, you know, it only takes a minute. And you can set that project to set that instrument to working for you right away.
Yeah, I thought that was fascinating.
I can report some really nice success putting pictures of my house in combination in the well with the Ho'oponopono and the core beliefs. Did the front door, did the address number, and then a wide shot of the whole house. And the last 60 days since that's been in there, I've run that continuously on one instrument. And really nice things with the energy of the house, the everyone in it, and more importantly, just the way that the landscape has changed, and we've updated the garden quite a bit, and it's been a real natural progression with things being, there weren't any big problems with the house, but it's really increased with the internal beauty, I would say. So that's been a very successful experiment.
Can you repeat what you used?
Marty's Ho'oponopono and the Core Belief Suite.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's it.
Yeah,
just those two.
When I did it here at the farm, it changed the way the place feels. I mean, it feels good to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been very, very pleased with that.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments tonight?
Yeah, Marty, I have some questions about your the comments on your Mercy reagent.
Yes.
Says, my current view is that the act of separating from Creator and then returning expands reality. Some of these statements are really profound, I'm sure, but I'm just they confuse me.
Okay. The basic premise in my belief is exactly that, as reality expands, in order to expand, you have to get farther and less connected to Creator, which from our viewpoint, we would see that as evil. We would see it as, you know, all of the negative things that we see in our society, and, you know, and see the bad things that are happening. But from a universal perspective, in order for the universe to expand, they have to get, you know, disconnected. And so the what we are seeing as evil is a symptom of that disconnection. And so when we bring back that mercy energy, that is actually extending and helping to bring them back and reconnect them to source. And so and you know, there's a couple ways to look at it. You can look at the guy who is, you know, from our viewpoint would be, you know, thoroughly evil, and you're giving him that mercy to bring him back to the to the good place where we are, or from a perspective that I prefer, is that we use that same mercy reagent to help bring us closer back to Creator. And so that is that a driving force to connect even closer and lose those incoherent frequencies that are not compatible with that connection. Did that make any sense, or did it just end up burning oxygen?
I don't see how we can connect with Creator, and you know, since we're on this physical Earth. I'm just confused.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and certainly our connection is not going to be, 100%. But as we move our attention towards that higher frequency, our connection becomes stronger. One of the profound things in the Denver class was when Dr. Peel was talking about her connections with her angels and how she has heard the angels ever since she was a little girl. And I had just got through teaching about the information channels, and I said, well, that would really be fascinating to find out what information channel that communication is coming through. And she says, here, I'll ask the angels. And then she picked up a blank reagent and basically downloaded a reagent for me and handed it to me. And as soon as she handed it to me, that information channel opened for me. May not have that direct connection to Creator, but wow, that connection with those higher frequency beings and those higher frequency harmonies is certainly there and available.
So were you able to talk to the angels then?
Absolutely. Actually, it was, I think we can always talk to them, but sometimes we just can't hear them. When I held that reagent in my hand, the first thing I heard was them laughing and then basically telling me that for 2 days you've been telling people to ask questions and you never asked this one. And then I basically got the angel equivalent of dumbass.
Well, Marty, at least if you didn't get straight to the Creator, at least you can reach middle management now. So that's a start.
You guys that have played this game with me long enough, you know that, I said, well, gosh, if I can talk to the angels, and I just asked him, I says, well, what about, me tying into one of the name brand ones, Archangel Michael or one of those. And I got very clearly from them that it was, well, Marty, you know how you feel about talking to muggles? And in kind of a hum, I went, okay, yeah, probably not going to tie into the name brand to the name brand angels right now.
Okay, Marty, the ones who we find the least lovable and whose actions we detest the most are the ones doing the hardest work. Can you please explain that?
Yes, because they are the ones that are the most disconnected from Source, the most disconnected from Creator, and they are also ones that are collecting the most karma. So while they're out there doing whatever it is they're doing, they're creating frequencies that are attached to them that then they will have to resolve. If we look at Mother Teresa, my guess is that if she did create much karma here, it was probably of the good side. But if you take, Adolf Hitler, how many lifetimes is it going to take for him to work through that karma and neutralize those frequencies?
Okay. I'm having trouble because I see what you're saying here is the necessary of evil, and ultimately we don't want evil, we want good. So what is the disconnect?
Well, that it is the reason that we want good is because we're on our way back to Creator, and we're trying to get there as quickly as we can. And that seems to be the message in all of the spiritual teachings is that, but if we had not separated, from the Christian perspective, sinned, but had we not separated from Creator, then it wouldn't be a journey back. So for us, it's our journey back, and so we look at evil as no, I don't want to go there. Been there, done that. I'm not going back. But from a higher perspective, they are necessary, and that work is necessary if the universe is to expand.
Okay. I've studied some of the work of Kerry Reen, and he basically said that that we live in cationic bodies now at 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, and the angelic ideal before the fall from paradise, the body was anionic, and the temperature was 980 degrees centigrade, and the electrons in the body traveled at the speed of light, whereas now the amount of time it takes one electron to orbit the human male is 0.5024, I believe, 24. And the human female is a little bit slower. And he said he used an oscilloscope to measure the frequency of all the different types of living entities, and like other animals other than man is 0.40 something, and plants is 0.30 and something. So man is a higher order of magnitude than any other thing, living thing on this earth. So for that reason, there's no way man could have evolved from monkeys or any other living creation. But at any rate, this idea of frequency and going back to Creator, from his perspective, I think is interesting. And it's after you explain it, it's kind of somewhat parallel to this. I don't know. Are you familiar with his work?
I'm not familiar with the spiritual work. More in the work he did with soils and nutrition, but. Only from lectures. I haven't studied his books.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you like to play and work with the frequencies, and you're good at visualization, a great visualization is to look at your different chromosomes and see which ones are not vibrating, or what is holding them back from vibrating like they should. And start to basically cleaning the junk off the tuning forks, and I've done that a little bit, but boy, can that take you on a spiritual ride.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it was. As I was looking at the syllabus for the class, what I taught, I think I spent more time telling people that they should do it and that they can do it, as opposed to how they can do it. And it was because most of the time we simply don't push the boundaries. We don't ask. I'm absolutely a poster child for, I'm really good at asking some questions, but there are whole areas where I simply don't have the depth. And if I don't have the depth, I don't ask the questions. And without those questions, you don't get the answers.
Okay. Well, now, Marty,
yeah, we're definitely need more of that.
Go ahead.
I was going to just say that's great advice as always. We certainly need more of that these days. It's less following the herd and more people asking more questions and being willing to be leaders and step up for themselves. And
well, and you know, and again, if you go back to some of that nutritional work that Reams and many of the others did, when they introduced the fluoride into the water and some of the demineralization of the food, the brain now doesn't have the ionization energy, and they say that's where the force of will has disappeared. Is without that ionization energy, they're just not able to function properly. I've got a dog with an upset stomach. I'm going to let out so if you'll just hold for just a second, I'll be right back. Sorry about that, but when a 100-pound schnauzer with an upset stomach wants out, it saves a lot of labor to let him out.
Oh, yeah. So, Marty, you said look at each chromosome, but couldn't you look at, like, all the organs and ask what's wrong and if they're vibrating? I mean, you know, just switch your whole technique to... Like the heart and your lungs and whatever, would that work?
Could you restate that question? I could only hear about half of it.
Oh, sorry. So you said look at each chromosome and see if it's sitting at the right speed, et cetera, et cetera. If you just started in a bigger picture and looked at each organ, couldn't you kind of get good information from that as well?
Well, certainly, and that's, you know, part of the body basics. You know, that's where we started off with the systems, and then went from the systems to the organs to the tissues, so that what I tried to do was go from large to small. Because if I've got a system working, then I can go and find out what's going on with that organ and go down to the tissue and et cetera. And I run them in that order so that... they don't have a detox issue. Because if I balance the cells first and they dumped all their toxins and the systems weren't working to get rid of it, well, there we've got a problem.
Yeah. So, and can you explain information channel?
Absolutely. And this is based on some of the work of Tom Bearden, but what they found is that information comes into our energy field through specific channels. Think of it like different sections of the orchestra. And, you know, as you're listening to the orchestra, if the French horn player, you know, comes in drunk, well, chances are you're probably not going to notice because it was the French horn, but it's not going to hurt the orchestra that much. But if you've got issues in every section, then there's just information that's going to be missing. And there are 33 physical channels, and you can do some dowsing and see which, you know, how many channels you have are not optimal. But when those channels are blocked, then you lose that entire section of information.
Yeah. So then there's also 33 vertebrae, and they all relate to organs. And so is that where it all started?
You know what? I've noticed that from the get-go, but I haven't made that connection. What I do know is that if channel 5 is depressed, everybody that I've found that had been diagnosed with cancer, their channel 5 was blocked.
Wow.
And people that have active cases of COVID, channel 23 is blocked. Now, you know, are those just coincidences? Is there more to it? You know, at this point, I'm not a doctor, so I can't say one way or the other. But I do know that, when I restore those channels, that all the other numbers square away as well.
Interesting. And how do you improve the channel with your reagents or some way else?
You can balance them, and I gave that information out at the advanced class. So come to my advanced class, and you'll get the rates for the information channels.
I might have to wait to Atlanta.
Doggone it. See, and that's 6 months away. See, we're just going to have to teach more advanced classes. That's it.
That's right. No, you could do it online. We'd all be there.
I could.
I mean, if you wanted to. We want you to, but you know, only if you want to.
Doing the video classes is, for me, more difficult than doing the in-person classes.
A lot of times you need the interaction, too.
I do like the interaction.
Yeah. We do, too.
All right. Anything else for the good of the cause tonight?
Marty, I don't see the core belief suite on your website.
Did I pull that down? I went through the website and I pulled a bunch of them down that because my marketing guy said I just had too much stuff on the website, but I'll have to check and see if that's still out there. I've got it in stock. I just haven't done much with it in a while. My marketing people says that having that many products is just confusing for the customers. Okay, marketing people. this is why I pay you.
Well, it's confusing to me that you don't have it out there now.
To be honest with you, the whole internet thing, making the website do what it's supposed to do kind of confuses me.
You need new marketing people, Marty.
Well, what I probably need is somebody that does it full time as opposed to just takes a look at my stuff once a week or something. let's see. Anyway, I'll take a look at that and see if it's still out there. I didn't delete anything. I just depublished some stuff.
Marty, before you leave, just a quick question. How did I come across this? David Wilcock was talking about pyramids and went on and on about the Egyptian pyramid, but there were pyramids all over the earth. I mean, gazillion of them, and some of them are bigger than the Egyptian pyramid, like in the Czech area and stuff. So then he actually insinuated that like previous civilizations here built the pyramids as a healing device along with other things. But basically, if we knew how to use pyramids, we actually could heal everything that we have here. So then there's this company in, this guy is Pyramid Foundation, I think, but he sells like little pyramid of 3 feet and 6 feet pyramids made out of PVC. Of course, he tells you how to make them yourself. He's like really honest. But he said that he originally, they said that if you put some water into the particular shape of the pyramid he recommends, that if you feed premature babies just a tiny bit of the water, they all grow into healthy children. Well, so I was thinking about that, and how much, like you can put water in there and then spray your plants. You can drink it. You can do, I mean, it's like, what? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's that falls right into what we have studied with the heavy water, and what the pyramid does is it drives the heavy water out of the water sample, which then allows the water to go ahead and structure. So what you're doing is you're basically feeding that premature infant the structured water, and and the structured water without the heavy water, of course, are going to everything's going to work better. So once you scrape all the mystery off of it, you go, okay, that's what it does. Perfect.
Well, now if you put seeds in from 1 to 5 days, they grow much, much faster. Now, do you think a seed has heavy water in it somewhere?
Well, there's heavy water in everything.
And
your body is designed to eliminate a certain amount of heavy water. But since the use of nuclear power and nuclear weapons, there's a lot more of the heavy water in the environment than what our bodies are able to handle properly.
Now, I just heard that we should cold scan a rate for that. Just like, it says, what's my highest good today? But that seems to be like a really big thing to get rid of the heavy water in our, from the atmosphere, all the stuff they're spraying, who knows?
Yeah,
have you ever thought about that? Do you have a rate for
that?
Yeah,
there is a rate for that. It's out there.
There's a rate for that. Would you send me the rate that you use?
I will give the rate to you here in just a second here. As soon as the rate sheet pulls up, and okay, I did go to the website and found the Core Belief Suite, so it should be published again. Let's see, what is that rate?
Oh, you actually do have one?
Yeah, of course I do.
Of course you do.
It's on my little cheat sheet. And it has to do with intracellular gel structure. Okay, and it's 67.5, 24.7. And by structuring the protoplasm, and that's, inside the cell, what that does is it drives out the heavy water.
And how much
the intracellular cell structure is low, then they're going to be very, very slow at healing and probably won't heal very well at all. So again, 67.5, 24.7.
So when you use that on yourself, which I'm sure you must have, did you experience an increase in good health?
I couldn't hardly hear the last half of the question, but...
When you use it on yourself, did you experience a great deal of improvement in your health?
Absolutely. Energy goes up, healing goes up. The one thing you have to watch is that as the cells become healthier, they dump their toxins. And so if
you get
a little bit rambunctious, then you can go into a detox with that.
Yeah, so go slow. But that is,
go slow.
That's the most important thing you've ever said, Marty, I bet. And you say a lot of important things, but that is amazing.
And that's a balancing energy, so you want, that's a balancing number, so you're wanting to get that, run that for a certain amount of time to reduce it to zero?
No, the cell structure, that should be at GV.
Okay.
Yeah, you want that, the cell highly structured. Yeah.
Amazing.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great call. I know that I've got a break in the static for a few minutes. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be in Rapid City, or at least heading to Rapid City. So I won't we won't have a Five Aces call in 2 weeks. But hopefully, some of you will be able to come to Rapid City. And if you can't make it to Rapid City, certainly we've got the Atlanta class there in the winter. And then, you know, some other things going on as well. So tomorrow night, I am hosting a call with the American Society of Dowsers, and their website is dowsers.org. And all I'm doing is introducing Justine Bartleywood, and Justine is going to be explaining some of the work that she does with radionics and feng shui and some of the other energy modalities that she uses. So if you go to dowsers.org, you can register for that free class and listen to Justine. And some of you may have met her at Atlanta one or a few times. So
yeah, she was good.
She is good. So that's going to be tomorrow night. And again, you can just register by going to dowsers.org. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me tonight. It's been real. It's been fun, and had some good classes. If you're interested in that reagent, balance a worksheet at a time, drop me an email and tell me what it's worth to you. And let's just see what flies here. But in the meantime, thanks for joining me. Keep smiling and dialing. And if you need to get a hold of me, it's marty@radionics.us. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Marty.
Good night.
Thanks, Marty. Good night.